Gerby's Gerby's was fire.
Yeah.
Gerben is a
Gerben's the funniest dude ever.
Gerben thinks that he is Tyler Durden to Shane and Shane.
That's crazy.
Yo, he's crazy.
That's a crazy.
That is like,
that's a crazy day.
He's nuts.
He thinks he's Brad Pitt.
He goes as a six pack.
In general,
does have a great body.
Yeah. He does. Dude,
maybe this is what happens when you get a six pack. If you get a six pack, you look at the mirror and you're like, I'm sorry, dude, who's my fucking Ed Norton?
Yeah. That's like God giving giraffes long necks so that they can eat.
The shit he does on set during tires you'd lose your mind. He gets there before me every day, so I get into hair and makeup after him, and he sings. While he's in hair and makeup, he like sings songs with the girls.
Did you see Smashing Machine?
No.
Bro. Fuck.
Because I love the documentary. No, but I love the documentary.
The Mark Kerr thing?
Yeah, the original documentary where he's like, can I tell you something? That the documentary fucked something up for me with Mark Kerr, because when you watch him, he's such a badass, and just like the way he like, in the documentary too, he's like ragdoll. This is like when UFC was dudes with mullets and karate pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's in there with like actual spandex and he's just like a good wrestler. It's the first time he interviews and he goes,
I was just going to kick the shit out of
him. That's real soft, yeah.
Dude, The Rock talks like that.
He does?
It's perfect.
He does the voice?
So good.
Dude, I think that might give
me that right there. Might give me to see the.
It made the entire movie.
He was so happy with that. He was on an airplane at one point going to Tokyo and he's like fucking huge in like a aisle seat. And the lady sitting next to him, her dude, has the window and the thing's down. He's like, excuse me, can you put that down? I love the sunsets.
Now,
he calls about his tummy.
Yeah, the best is when he's at the fair, he's trying to go on the Gravitron, and he's like, you know, I can't go on that with my tummy.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's one of the best.
I only watched the old documentary that was on, I think it was like on HBO, but it was just, and then it would show him taking pills, and it was like, in real time.
They show him injecting pain.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
In the doc, when you see him doing it, you're like, also, that documentary made Japan look nuts, because it was like before we knew a lot about it, and they were just doing these like Tokyo Dome fucking tournaments.
Fights?
Yeah. And fuck it was like, dude,
that was a nice
Pride and all that shit. It's on the documentary. Yeah.
I think it's like early 2000s.
It's great. Yeah. Because it was like 02.
Right after the height of Super Mario.
Yeah.
You've been on a real Super Mario.
I'm doing Super Mario Land. I'm on 3. 3's hard as fuck, bro. Not gonna lie. That's actually hard. Paddle slamming territory. Like, I fucking die and I just grab the controllers.
Are you doing Smashing Machine? Like, what's your top shit right now?
Tanuki suit? Yes, dude.
Dude, the Tanuki suit's top.
You know the name of it?
No, I'll only race in a Tanuki suit. I know Tanuki Mario.
Yes.
Easily the greatest.
Does 3 have a
Tanuki raccoon suit? Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's Tanuki?
Tanuki.
Yeah.
Is that how you say raccoon in Japanese?
No clue.
It's a kind of, I think it's like a mixed breed of something.
You ever see a raccoon dog?
I saw a raccoon dog
recently, and I was pretty fucking fired up about it.
Actually?
Let me look up what a tanuki is.
It has to be a raccoon. But there's,
where
I don't
are you
know.
Getting tanuki, yeah.
Oh, his name's Tanuki Mario.
I thought
Tanuki
Mario. But did they say that in the game?
I mean, they don't say shit in the
My
game.
Whole life, I thought
how
it was
good
a
that fucking raccoon dog is.
What the fuck?
What is that? Is that a real dog?
No, it's a
domesticated raccoon.
No, it's not domesticated. It's just an animal.
It's like a sloth face.
It's an Asian. Yeah, I think that's probably what the tanuki is based off of.
Japanese raccoon dog.
What is it actually?
A real mammal native to Japan, known for its fox-like appearance, mask-like markings, and thick brown non-ring tail. Yeah.
Give me credit.
In Japanese folklore,
and they're trying to call you dumb.
Yeah.
No, I was.
They're supernatural shapeshifters.
Me and autistic kids now, because we watch Super Mario 3 stuff and we eat.
Supposedly you don't watch YouTube videos to get through it.
Supposedly you don't digest right if you watch YouTube or TV while you eat.
What?
Because your mind is like watching the TV, so you don't digest as good as you should.
So you just have to go into like a deprivation tank and chew?
It's impossible. Like, I better eat like this sometimes.
Yeah,
I have to have a YouTube video to eat.
I just put one on at a truck stop eating Burger King.
Yes.
Like a toddler. I put my phone on its little side.
I always just try
to BK, not McDonald's?
They didn't have it.
You lied to me.
I was gonna get McDonald's.
I was so jealous.
Can I tell you something earlier?
You're getting rest stop McDonald's, and I was genuinely.
Who
like,
wants BK? Like, what's the hierarchy?
Well, McDonald's is the best.
McDonald's is
no.
But let me tell you right now.
The Arches call.
Wendy's fell off.
Wendy's fell off really hard.
Wendy's fell off.
Let me tell you right now. That Sprite that I got.
That Sprite.
That Sprite was fucking terrific.
Nah, sir, they've been hitting me with reels about the Big Arch, and I'm like,
I want to try.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo,
I would honestly,
I might do this.
If I didn't have sesame?
If I didn't have a stomach full of BK, I would do a class field trip to get a Big Arch after this.
I was talking to Sutter about eating before bed. I was like, dude, I can't do it. Sutter
said, myself to sleep.
That's how he does it.
I eat cereal. I used to eat cereal.
CCC. Was it your choice? Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cereal's horrible. For you. You're not supposed to drink milk like right before you go to bed.
I'm 70 pounds heavier than I was in high school.
That's all milk weight.
You are, Mark.
Milk is like a drug.
It is.
Milk rocks.
It's the best.
I love it. I can drink a gallon of milk in like a day and a half.
You know what's funny is I got broly.
When I was a kid, I would drink milk like water.
Yeah.
Like I would
I can still do that, dude.
I always hated eating at my friends' houses because then their parents had to see how much milk I drank.
Hey.
One bowl of cereal?
Yeah.
One bowl?
Like a booze bag. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, hey, Mike.
You're cut off. You go, what'd you say to me?
Dude, my cousins that shared a driveway with us on the compound, they had 10 kids.
Jesus.
Dude, I think there was a dedicated farm for their milk intake because it was like milk with spaghetti.
They would get 4
milk
gallons.
With spaghetti, I've done every single time I've had spaghetti.
They would get 4
it's like
gallons.
Liquid Parmesan.
Dude, I remember being 17 or 18 and seeing the bill and it was $400. This is like 1999. Yeah. And they had 4 gallons of milk at a time.
Always.
Yeah.
Ajax would come in and just slam the fucking Cosgo
household.
Dude, Ajax.
Oh, you guys are like the Gronkowskis.
Ajax just released an album.
Oh, yeah. Ajax McCusker on Spotify.
An EP.
Voice of an Angel, bro.
Well, just so you know, that's about to hit 450,000.
I wanted to make like 15 bucks.
Dude, out of the depths with a diabetes port.
Yeah.
Fucking
crushing.
From the third floor, bro.
You're charting.
Kyron's Doors. Dude, listen to it. Ajax McCusker, listen to it. It's like fucking sick shit. He has the voice of an angel, but he's like 6'8". He's huge.
That's what I want.
It's like Andre the Giant if you could sing.
That's what I want. That's the funnier. That's like the Mark Kerr voice.
It's powerful as fuck, bro.
Jack is a gentle giant. He wouldn't hurt a fly, bro.
No. But yeah, they used to crush.
Hard to find because of fucking Matt's famous ass.
No. Go Spotify.
On Spotify. Just search Ajax McCusker.
It has to come.
Everything comes up.
Karen's Doors.
Just look by artist.
Yeah, there it is.
Karen's Doors, perhaps?
John McCusker?
No.
Fuck is John McCusker?
I mean,
comes up for me.
It's crazy that now you can just put up music.
Oh,
you know, if you're awesome, that's great. Yeah. But if you suck, you're just like, oh no.
Get it?
Put up.
Hit it.
Yes.
Hit top plate. Give Sutter a taste.
I mean, the quality is insane.
Is he playing this?
No, he did it with like an AI thing. He's singing. It's ominous.
Yeah. We'll give you some Ajax lore.
I'd smoke and drive to this shit.
Yeah.
Jax used to stand at the perimeter of our school where at the actual feet would end where the school property was and smoke reds in front of our disciplinarian. Just rip Marlboro reds and look into Hill and just be like, what are you going to do about it?
You're selling this album.
I'm not on school property.
He can.
There's no AI.
I know, but I mean.
Dude, the McCusker's had that music thing, man.
He needs a fucking.
They get new music.
It's a long intro, honestly. Come on, Ajax, sing.
Boo!
You gotta hear his fucking voice, dude.
I know, I hope it's coming.
Fast forward.
It's almost like it's a bit. Every time you think he's gonna sing, he's like.
Never does.
It's gotta be right now.
Yeah. Good instrumental intro. I don't do it anymore.
That was the best fake out I've ever heard. I really was like, there's no
fast forward.
This is like a 7-minute intro.
They don't do that anymore. This is B-side shit.
Yeah.
It's like Journey of the Searcher.
He's not singing.
might have uploaded the instrumental
song,
by accident.
It might be the wrong song.
I feel like I'm getting trolled.
Kyron's Doors.
Look at it. Is this not him?
No, that's him. That's it.
Yeah, that
that break in was so funny. It was like,
make it whole, make it whole.
That's
crazy.
He had voice lessons out in high school. Not taken away.
That's Ajax.
Damn.
Yeah, he can wail.
Ajax used to also be able to memorize books.
Yeah.
He like knew what was on pages.
You need a new walkout song, bro?
Little Amos.
Whole.
Yes.
Crush that shit.
Dude.
I'll blast Ajax before shows.
That'd be fucking sick.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I need Ajax to sing the national anthem.
He would do that in a heartbeat.
Link.
Is that the lyrics?
Nah. Dude, he would crush the national. He sings for every wedding.
Oh, is that coming up? That's like in May, right?
July.
July.
Is that his cross to bear that he has to sing at every McCusker wedding?
Cross to bear, bro.
Yeah. Now, the whole family loves music.
He used to do church.
The entire family.
Ave Maria. All oh, my God.
That'd be nuts. Him see him sing Ave Maria.
Together at weddings. Yes, it's fucking great.
How tall is he?
He's huge. He's
like six. No, Jack's like a legit 6'5". He went,
and probably three.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Fluctuates.
320.
Just a goblet of milk.
Long
and then
hair,
singing like
fucking.
He has the.
He did a talent show in high school where he did a Metallica this song. I can't remember which one it was.
It was Nothing Else Matters.
Really? It's the fantasy of every teenager is to rip it at a talent show.
Metallica.
And some 33-year-olds who are just driving along.
Oh, keeps up thinking back.
Yeah.
Thinking back where you go, come out AC/DC and I wail on guitar.
So sick. There was
all of the senior girls were like, suck my dick.
I wish I could have gotten head.
That was the fucking up about that Manosphere thing. Was that guy's like videotaping himself getting head? Like that's a thing, dude.
I don't watch the documentary.
Oh, you didn't see
a monster, bro.
What, people film themselves?
So like Drew's in England with this guy, HS Tiki Talkie, and he's like, "Yeah, dude, I video. If you join my Telegram, you can watch me get head." And I'm like, "Dude, this is a fucking thing these guys are doing. I mean, these streams are getting wild." Not to change subject. I'm sorry.
Our stream's gonna have to. We're gonna have to pick it up.
Jesus, yeah.
Maybe we should quadruple kiss.
You gotta get Harold and Marbella.
Everybody. Tongue dog pile.
Full kegs.
You gotta go to Ibiza.
And he's just singing to himself with a beautiful voice, rolling kegs like they're nothing.
It's a real man.
Donkey Kong?
Look at him.
Unloading a whole fucking thing of kegs on barrels, bro.
Yo, he was a unit.
Yeah, dude, he's just picking up kegs.
Dude, something about a staff t-shirt on a guy with long hair.
I know.
Just does it for me, dude. You know, that guy, he's up to something.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, that was,
you can be a ponytail and a staff t-shirt.
I've tried many times to grow my hair. Never works.
You'd look great with
my head just comes increasingly bigger.
You got to take the weight out of it. Get it cut.
I do that and then I look
but
like
hey, YouTube might be the fucking noggin boy.
What size hat do you wear?
I don't. I
fitted.
Don't.
Yeah. You don't?
No, I never wear fitted hats.
Right, well, I can't fit in a regular hat.
I think Soder has a beat.
I wear an eighth.
He's sponsored by the Big Hat.
Yeah. Oh, then the Big Hat. I did a commercial for the guy, and then he played it all over. And he's like, I'll send you Big Hats. And then he made me a Miami Dolphins hat when McDaniel was the coach of the Dolphins, and I went to a game. And my other friend that I grew up with, Chad, when we were on the field, he goes, Soder's wearing unlicensed NFL gear.
I hope all the NFL coaches get that cool, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
McKeever's got it.
Like, he should all be that chill.
Yeah.
McKeever could, you guys could go dumb for dumb.
Bert's head's size 8. Like, I think he's the only person I know. There's
who?
Bert Kreischer. He's got a size
that
8.
That could be Roid head, though.
Has that?
True. He's on set. Is he on testosterone?
Probably.
Dude, it's so funny when Barry Bonds' head shrunk back down and then he showed back up in public. I'm a huge Giants fan. And he was, and you like, he's not on steroids. And his just head would go to the top of his head to his shoulder. And then he.
If it was in the strike zone, it was gone.
Gone. Well, dude, you'd be out of it. You'd be like,
dude, when McGuire and Sosa were going for it, dude, it was so fucking the best.
Well, that's why Bonds got on steroids, because they said there was a dinner. There's a dinner at Ken Griffey Jr.'s house, and they're all talking about it. And he was like, "Want to see me stare? Want to see me do roids?" And then he was like, "I'll just crush it."
He's the best player of all time.
It's crazy.
He's the best player of all time.
Yeah, he could have died in 1998 and been easily a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I forget the exact stat, but the walks, the on bases he took,
it was like the highest of
more than teams combined.
Yeah.
He had more walks than like the Devil Rays that year.
The funny thing was watching him.
He would just go onto the plane and they'd be like, take first.
Yeah, fuck
he'd put on his elbow guard or whatever, and then he'd know they're walking him, and he'd get really huffy, where he'd go like, take off his elbow guard and be like, you won't pitch to me. But
I'd be pissed, dude, if I had to run.
Puppet. Oh, well, they would always.
I'm in a trot, bro.
Well, he was a stolen base guy originally when he was like with the Pirates and shit.
The Pirates, he was, yeah.
He had his rookie card. Him and McGuire were both.
He was nasty, yeah. McGuire was skinny, and then they started juicing.
How hard were you guys cheering for McGuire over Sosa?
I loved it.
Am I right, brothers?
I was too young.
I turned into like the fucking. What do they call him? Frankenberry?
Come on, Mark McGuire.
Sosa
turned into
an MJ.
He really did.
Sosa the Frankenberry.
It's so real. Do you remember that video game?
What's happening to my skin?
He goes, Sammy Sosa's baseball is so real.
Sammy Sosa fucking rules.
It's final.
I think that's what happened. You get a little older, you go, actually, Sosa was the man.
Yeah, when you're
McGuire's obviously the man. When you're a young white, when you're a young white man, you go, I'd like to see Mark McGuire win. He looks like my dad,
a red-haired man that has freckles on his
McGuire.
Yeah. Looks like he's got his forearms tanned from mowing the lawn.
So
Jesus fucking whoa.
Yeah,
shatter one at the recliner.
Sosa's sprinting with the American flag in the outfield at Wrigley. I think it was right after 9/11.
Oh yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Sosa was the man, but Bonds was like the guy that everyone hated, so it was fun to like him and be like shitty about it.
And
like,
you were a Giants fan too.
Yeah. I was like, he never got caught. He never got caught when Balco was happening.
Other than the exact same.
And then he stops playing and he just comes back to Earth and
he's
definitely steroids.
Yeah, so what was your baseball team?
Giants. I loved the Giants.
Damn, that must have been so nice that.
Dude,
bear
there were times in the 90s.
We won a World Series though.
Never won.
You won until 2010.
Yeah.
But we lost 89, lost in 02. Yeah. It sucked.
Was it Lincecum?
Lincecum
was the man.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Fucking whipped it. His dad had a clause in his contract that a pitching coach couldn't change his release.
Sick.
He was like, you're not fucking with my boy's
What's
release.
What's that mean?
Like the way he threw the ball, they couldn't come in and go, you got to just take your arm.
He'd be
like,
yeah.
Don't touch the boy. He was awesome.
The boy.
I remember watching a Giants doubleheader. I don't know if it was with the Phillies, but I watched this, and this went on for like 2 days, and it went into like way extra innings, like 17 innings. It was fucking nuts, dude.
Wait, you watched
this
like on TV
sat
down and watched the double header?
I sat down and started. It was like and it went in extra innings. So I was like, this is fucking nuts.
Back in the day, no pitch clock.
Yeah.
That's
no internet, nothing. Just be like, this game. I'm like sitting there like, dude, this game's not over yet.
We had a Reddit encyclopedia.
We had a bar.
No, I was a little kid.
Doubleheader Giants.
This is my house, yeah.
Dude, you're watching a fucking Matt Williams batting third.
It's like the mid-90s Giants.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
The mid-90s Phillies were goats. So baseball in Philly was like the most popular fucking thing ever.
You guys had the baddest team. You guys had the coolest team. You had the coolest colors. The Braves were the villains.
We had a new uniform.
Braves were the villains, but you guys had fucking Kruk. Then you had Nails.
Mitch Williams. Wild thing.
Yes. Oakland always beat our ass, so it was always like
Oakland rules. Dude.
Oakland was great. Ricky Henderson is the funniest baseball player of all time.
I never heard him talk. I heard Barry Bonds.
He talks in third person. The funniest Ricky Henderson story of all time is one of his teammates was talking about John 3:16, and then Ricky Henderson walked over. He goes, "Ricky don't care if John hit 3:16. Ricky gonna hit 3:50." But he was third person.
Man,
that's powerful.
You guys start going third person.
Me?
Shane doesn't like that.
Shane doesn't care about that.
Hey, me?
Never heard of the blood. Oh, man. That was we put together a good pod today. Gerby's was firing.
Yeah?
Gerben is the
Gerben's the funniest dude ever.
Gerben thinks that he is Tyler Durden to Shane and Shane.
That's crazy.
Yo, he's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is like,
that's a crazy day.
He's nuts. Dude.
He thinks he's Brad Pitt.
He goes
as a six pack.
In general,
does have a great body.
Yeah.
He
does. Thank
dude, maybe this is what happens when you get a six pack. If you get a six pack, you look at the mirror and you're like, I'm tired, Derek. Yeah. Who's my fucking Ed Norton?
Yeah.
That's like God giving giraffes long necks so that they can eat.
The shit he does on set during tires is you'd lose your mind. He gets there before me every day, so I get into hair and makeup after him, and he sings while he's in hair and makeup, he like sings songs with the girls.
Excuse me?
He must be in heaven, dude.
It's his favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
What kind of songs?
Well, I like it. fucking show tunes? What do you think? He doesn't sing.
I don't know if he's doing
that. No, Yankee Doodle Dandy. The music he likes. Yeah.
You come in, he's like, I'm the man in the box.
The music he likes.
Yeah.
The glasses he wears, like everything he does is so fucking funny.
Movie star.
Yeah, dude. I love
He's
it.
He's so
he
funny.
He is. You're Dr. Frankenstein.
No,
you're Ed Norton. He's so funny.
Dude, the fact that he thinks.
But I'm getting to him. We were talking about it earlier. I sent him this Savannah Bananas and it got through to him. I was like, you like this shit? And he was like, shit's gay. And I was like, yes.
Hater. Yes, brother. Yes.
You're starting to see it.
Yes.
I think it's gay.
Yeah. Fucking Helen Keller. I'm like, yeah.
That was him going, oh, that is water.
Dude, they do his hair. They shampoo his hair while they're shampooing his hair. He's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, stop.
One of the other hair makeup girls filmed it and sent it to me. It was like, this is what he's doing in here. Now, they love
this out.
No. Yes. They love it.
He sounds like a fucking porno director from like 2003.
This girl's doing his shampoo and he's going, holy shit.
Oh.
But I swear those girls love him. I get in there and they're like, Steve's so nice. You're mean. And I'm like, no, I'm just, it's fucking 8 a.m.
Dude, you have to put
fucking makeup on.
He comes in there with a tray of pink drinks from Starbucks and knows what each one goes to. And he goes, have you guys heard? I found Celine live in Vegas.
So he goes in. He tells them about his dates.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about his dating life.
He's getting his haircut.
He does. Yeah. He does. I mean,
he's in a salon, bro.
That's absolutely correct.
And he's right about this when it comes to the Tyler Durden thing. I am jealous of
the freedom,
the complete freedom.
Yeah.
And
but you wouldn't be that happy. Way anyway.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He's just saying that he just thinks that your freedom and his freedom is the same. You would be different, dude.
That's actually a very good point.
You know what I mean?
Your freedom isn't singing songs with the girls.
Yeah, but I wish. Yeah, I guess I don't really like this.
You just can't see.
He's like, you know what? I thought about it. I'm Tyler Durden. And I was just sitting there like, oh, fucked.
What was his reasons?
I gave up picking on Gerben for Lent, so.
Did you really?
Yeah. My nephew gave up doing 6'7" for Lent.
Are you serious?
He's struggling
very hard.
I'll call him and be like, is Anthony on?
Yes.
I'll be like, dude, we were at work today for like 6 or 7 hours. He's in the car like.
Dude, I coach fucking flag and all those kids, dude. Someone doesn't hit that extra point, it's like.
I swear to God, Alex Jones has a nephew because he's been randomly hitting like 6 or 7 years and shit like that, dude. And I'm like,
my looks better just 6'7".
Do you drop it and then side eye?
It's so nice to just be like, can Anthony hear me right now? And he'll be like, yes, I'm like, dude, it was crazy. I was at work for like 6 or 7 hours. He's just like.
Okay, come on, man. That's like someone not trying to smoke.
He like thinks he's going to hell if he doesn't.
The power of Catholicism.
He's just dying, dude.
Oh, he gave up.
He gave it. He decided. They're like, he know. He did. He knows.
Oh, this is great.
This is his favorite thing. And he gave it up.
Dude. Does Lent end on Easter or Good Friday?
Yeah.
Easter?
Oh. It ends on Easter, yeah.
So he's
got to wait until he rises.
He's going to be waiting.
He's going to hit the 6-7.
Easter Monday is glorious.
I'm calling. I'm going to go, Anthony, what time's Mass? Is it 6 or 7?
Hurts his shoulders.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. My nephew just had basketball. The one kid was like fucking crazy ADD, and he would just run up and down the court. Once he got to the 3-point line, just slide all the way down.
This kid fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a nice video. This kid with Down syndrome, it was Special Olympics basketball. Did I send this to you? So nice. He's fast break layup. This kid's nasty. He like literally like finger rolls in on a fast break. But the kid chasing him on the other team starts fucking
hitting
him on the and then the game gets heated, dude. But this kid's like draining threes, looking at the sideline like,
oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
They got the WWF fucking taunts down,
bro.
You ever play that game?
He's not even reaching for high fives.
It's like a
blitz
type second.
Pigskin?
Yeah. Where you would like, it was like medieval shit where you would like play football.
I kind of remember that.
It was very good. I was just watching videos on that the other day.
What are you talking about?
Pigskin?
It's like violent football.
Yeah, it's like medieval football on Sega. Yes, yeah. It was called like Pigskin or something.
They loved that on Sega.
And that shit ruled.
It was very good.
I know what you're talking about.
Golden Axe was my favorite.
Golden Axe fucking ruled.
I got no little YouTube hole of these like...
Golden Axe in the arcade?
No. What do you call them?
Yes.
Video game?
How did they do that?
Yeah, so good. The all-in-ones.
Golden Axe ruled.
What do you call them?
He has a real thing. It's called Steam Deck.
Yeah, I got,
oh, Steam. Okay,
I keep that. I got that thing on me.
I wish, dude.
My emulator fucking crashed though.
Wait, so you have too much work? Game Boy.
It's like a Steam Deck's like a giant.
Like it has a giant everything. Like a Switch.
Like, yeah, it's like a bigger. It's like a Switch on steroids.
Okay.
Spade just got a Switch and now he's stuck in the underworld in Zelda.
I gave it up real quick, dude.
Fucking guy's killing it.
I'm not built for open world games.
It's impossible. I'm a 2D game.
I'm playing Zelda. I might have got lost. I might have to start the game over.
Oh, damn. I think they
I've done that twice with both Last of Us. I've gone halfway, got a little bored, stopped, tried to come back and be like, I got to reboot.
I told Bill, I was like, I think I have to start the game over. He said, no, you don't. I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure.
I'm fucking.
I entered the depths and I'm not supposed to be here yet. Don't have enough hearts.
Yeah, I just been fucking spazzing on Super Mario 3. It's kind of my happy place.
What about, are you going to give it like Luigi's Mansion?
No, I don't fuck. I like the real ones. Although I do like a lot of people hate on Super Mario 2. I do like it. I don't care if that it was a rush game that they just slapped Super Mario on. It's still fun.
Shucks, I think they took it down.
Did they? Was it AI?
I think the kid attacking him, they probably were like, let's
give it bad name to Special Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. But the kid fucking, he's shooting from NBA range.
It's like those videos where they're bouncing the ball off each other's heads. That's how violent they're getting.
My entire internet is just NBA clips, dude. I fucked up.
Really?
No, that's
Jordan.
Good,
the Jordan LeBron argument. And then now this new
Spade is going to go to a
the new
shop
the
next
kid
week.
That Kobe, the kid that bumped Kobe for the all time points, foul shots.
Yeah,
it's like, my whole shit's fucked.
I wonder how many Kobe had that night.
That was sick.
82?
No, I mean free throws.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, this was absurd.
Mamba,
43 free throws.
It was impressive, but it was also felt kind of like spamming.
Yeah,
because someone's like, I just fucking. Then you go, don't do that.
You're
not really.
Teammates were trying to help him get it.
It's like when I used to play Tony Hawk and I'd turn off the.
You turn that off?
Just for shits and giggles sometimes. Yeah. But people would walk in my room and I'd have a 5 million.
The manual.
I'd have 5 million going on.
So there's a way.
You have to balance the manual. It got really easy once you got the analog stick.
Yes.
You had to do it with the fucking thing. And then you could turn that off and just get a trillion points in. It would be zero forever.
So people would come into my dorm or whatever, and I'd just be chilling there. No, I'd just be chilling in my room, you know, in a beanbag playing Tony Hawk, but I'd be like a 3 million run.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I walked in, I think I, have I ever caught you doing something like that?
What? That's
like somebody hitting like Madden, they're up 140.
No. I got through that before I was 20. I adjusted. I swear
never
to God.
Call you doing
I played
like
him
that.
In Madden. God, he went and took a piss, and I switched mine to rookie, put his on all pro or all Madden, and I was fucking him up for a little
that's
bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he found out that.
Still won.
HB slip screen.
That's like Al Qaeda to take out Russia.
Yeah.
You go, I wouldn't do that, but I like that you did that.
Well,
I think.
When someone goes, when they're playing a game and they go to piss, you got to fuck with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows.
Moon Shadow or Night Shadow.
Night Shadow.
You know that?
What?
We talked about it last episode.
He was playing Red Dead. He went to the banger.
Yeah.
The worst I got my
truth
friends,
is, I put a stick of dynamite and I lit it underneath.
And that blew up everybody.
It was great. It came out and the fuse was lit. He's like, no.
No, you had the gun. You had the gun on him. And then you tossed the dynamite. But I did do that. I beat my friend in NHL 2001 34-2.
Well, that's great. If you're playing against somebody, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, let me play it through. Because there was a glitch on the glove side.
My buddy,
or stick side. If you could manual.
One of my best friends in high school.
And he deserved it.
In NHL 93, there was a glitch where you could just constantly fucking score. And he never didn't do it.
The wraparound?
And I would just sit there like, dude.
Is it the wraparound goal?
And I was good. I'm in his bedroom like, dude, I'm like, come on. Are you serious? And it's just like, never stop.
It's like when Rogan plays people and pull just annihilate.
I was seeing it again, and I was like, dude, what's happening? This keeps happening.
That was the craziest thing he's ever done.
What are you talking about?
That's your video games.
First time I ever, yeah, true. All right.
It's the same exact thing.
First time I did Rogan, we got done, and he was like, let's play pool. I was like, okay. I was like, I never played. He was like, just play.
No, serve here.
And I was like, so what should I do with him?
There's a lot of dudes that can't
didn't
play
help
pool,
me.
Yeah.
He just destroyed me in pool for like 2 hours and then left.
Well, all right. Episode comes out in 2 days.
Like, this is
there's a dude, there's a ton of dudes that can't lay it down and just have fun with pool. They can't do it.
Do you think there was like a song playing like when Uncle Phil came back and bailed Will out in Fresh Prince to Soul Man? You think Joe Rogan was like, I'm a soul, but it was like a Godsmack?
That's a great
episode. Dude, my first episode?
No.
I was so nervous.
Uncle Phil and whatchamacallit, Fresh Prince?
Dude, he bailed him out.
So fucking good.
That might be my favorite episode of Fresh Prince.
Yeah, true.
Will's hustling people, and then he gets crushed.
Then
Uncle Phil comes in and just beats the brakes off everybody.
Uncle Phil was the
He's Phil
man.
From down the way. You ever see that thing in Mel, or what's his name? Denzel Washington. Like, he starts talking about like stealing shit and stuff. He's like, no, I'm Denzel from down the way. It's like, dude, you've been an actor for 50 years.
Like the Will Smith slap.
Did he actually go to like Juilliard?
Yes, he's an actor.
Yeah.
It's like with Lil Wayne. Remember Lil Wayne? Everyone's like, dude, he's so fucking badass. And I was like, dude, he went to art school.
I think he actually is.
I think he actually was very
I think he was the real deal.
Shot himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they like...
But Wheezy seems like the real deal.
Wheezy was like 16 when they put him on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He handled child fame in the hood. Do you understand the degree of, like...
I don't think he... I don't know how well he...
Yeah, he was
I mean,
like,
the kids...
I think he's been addicted.
Remember that YouTube documentary?
I've been on cough syrup for 20 years.
Those kids couldn't handle that.
50.
Spade had a kid in his neighborhood get killed. He was on a rap documentary on YouTube.
They made a documentary about these kids. They couldn't even handle like YouTube fame. They started killing each other.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Trap Lord Ross, I get on his videos sometimes. I drove home from what was that place in Virginia? Fucking, place I went for sleeping.
The last time I laughed as hard as I did earlier.
The fuck was it called?
Monroe's.
On the way home,
you know about the Monroe's.
I think I've
showed you the clip.
Oh, we talked about it in depth
last time. It's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
I drove home from Virginia and watched like a 4-hour video on O'Block. Trapler Ross.
I just saw a nice, there's a meme going around of O'Block.
What?
Of,
well, they put up signs.
The squad together, and then it's either got a dove or locked up.
Or who's dead?
Literally the entire squad. There's like 30 dudes. It's like a football photo.
Put a plaque up.
That is.
They're all gone.
That is like.
There's one guy that's not in jail or dead.
That's like all star
roster.
Guys are so sad, dude.
It's crazy, but it has all their nicknames on there too, which is pretty great.
That's great. Like fucking Squeaky, like little Pip and Stop.
Like a dove underneath it. And like, hey, God damn.
Yeah, they were all tweeting, like, I just killed that fucking pussy.
I did it. I'm at
that yes. was me.
I'm smoking weed we named after
That's him. Always the ramp up where they're like, oh shit. They're just on Twitter being like,
we're here right now. Come get us.
The funniest one, though, is there was a guy named, I think it's Mr. Disrespectful.
That's the one that died.
That's my neighborhood. Yeah.
So I watched that documentary. It was hilarious. Yeah, he was like, they were like, what's your name? He was like, Mr. Disrespectful. They're like, why do they call you that? He's like, I just for real be disrespecting people. Well, this is how disrespectful it was. He dug up one of his ops' graves.
Yeah, that was wild.
And like danced on it. He dug up he killed a guy and then danced on his grave.
Yeah. He's dead now.
But now he's dead.
Yeah, I live by the sword. Yeah.
That's the only, I mean, that's like a biblical.
That's OG
offense.
Stuff,
the best
man.
In the
digging somebody
I don't even think. You'd have to Cartman their family. Yeah. It's the only way to be more disrespectful.
This is
to
like
grind them up.
Maybe Braveheart time they did that?
Yeah.
But why are you,
it's like Native American. Why do you call yourself that?
I think that.
It's disrespectful.
That move gets him Dr. Disrespectful.
I think you got a PhD in being disrespectful.
Digging up a grave? Dude, the only way you can be more disrespectful is if I showed up to fight you in your dead grandmother's clothes.
If I was zero. Like,
even the devil was like, come on, man.
Oh, dude. I'm just like a man.
Hey, come on, man.
Hey, I'm going to be so bummed out if it's not the South Park devil.
Dude, she's there.
It's good.
If I die, it's not him.
He's like, hi. Hey, what's up, guys?
Strong. Oh, you're fucking crazy.
Oh, you guys are doing it?
Oh, no.
You're for real.
That was my best joke.
It was my favorite joke.
Never made it.
What?
I used to do, I was like, when I was opening for Soda, I'd be like, yo, this is my impression. This is my impression of Allah calling Osama bin Laden the night before 9/11. Just be like,
dude, that must have been nuts for people.
Please do it, dude. You know how much I hate towers. Core, man.
And dude, disrupt the capitalist pigs.
This is Osama. This is the devil calling Osama bin Laden on 9/12.
Holy shit, you guys did it? You guys are fucking crazy. Oh my God, thank
you. I don't even know that many girls.
The best part was watching you get excited to do that joke, doing it on stage. And then when you run out of real estate and you just be like, you guys did it? Anyways.
Yeah, it's South Park. Anyway.
South Park's it. But it is so funny. Oh, you guys actually did it.
Yeah, I don't. I wish I still had that. I tried my best to hit the fucking thigh slap for you.
It was so. It made me laugh.
I did my best.
It made me laugh really hard.
You hit a thigh slap?
He hit the thigh slap, bring him
no,
in.
No, not the mic. Just
he did the.
I tried.
Fake hump?
Yeah. I like he did that. Fake hump.
Did like two. Looked over at Dan, just going, oh, shit.
It was great.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, the Chicago stuff, they thought they were like for real getting away with it. And the cops are like, they're fucking killing each other, dude. That's like not our problem.
We don't have to do anything.
I know. I don't want to say this, but yeah, six things bad. Easier. They're actually pretty bad. Normally, we'd kill them.
Listen, I've been a Chicago police officer for 15 years. This is the least I've had to work.
I'll tell you what, I love that King Von.
This guy does my job for me. Automated.
We used to have to go down and put a gun in the guy's hand, but this fella down in O'Block.
There's a guy.
King Von.
That fucking Fari thing he sent me was killing me.
Which one?
He's like, let me tell you about this guy. This guy says this. Let me tell you about this guy.
I was like talking to a painter on lunch break. He just never gets to it.
Yeah, no, wait for this. This is amazing.
Dude, the one that I keep seeing on is Farley. It's when Sandler's the waiter and he's doing the pepper.
So funny. When the Italian
it's like
restaurant.
Farley breaking Sandler.
Is it Christy Alley?
I'm not sure who the lady is, but it's Farley or Sandler's like, would you like some cracked peppers? And Farley's at the table. He's like, I would. Thank you. You just see Sandler like,
why, yeah.
Just being a dick. Man. Shit rocks. You know what else rules? You know another good Farley? It's, anything you want, you ask me. In Dirty Work?
Oh.
And he's like, anything you need. Here. And he's like, can I stay at your place? You see, the thing is this.
Is Dirty Work where he's hitting the jukebox and he's like, 57.
G7. Rolling Stones, Street Fight. G7.
You hit G8. Oh, you're right now your nephew's
exorcism to sleep. Yeah, it's like The Shining. He's going,
yeah.
Oh no, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. What else is going on, fellas? This is a good pod.
Oh, dude, did anything happen with Vince McMahon being in? Isn't he on trial? That like fucking evil ass hair.
I saw him going like 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah. That but cool.
I thought that might have been old.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's in trouble. I don't know. That guy straight up looks evil now with his eyes all up.
Yeah. I think he's also boys with Trump. I think he's fine.
He's like, I can do whatever I want.
The new,
he's
definitely going to be. New face pulls are freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah. States fucked up. Like,
Jim Carrey's fucked up.
Yeah.
Was that fake or what was the verdict on that?
I don't know.
It's our new Will Smith slap.
This is the new slap.
Was that real or fake?
See Jim Carrey's face? I don't believe it.
Which you guys think the Jim Carrey? You guys thought the Will Smith Chris Rock slap was a work?
No, I thought it was just the funniest.
No, it's just awesome. For like 3 years you could make someone talk about it.
You're just drinking and you're like, dude, do you remember that?
If you get anyone to
you
talk
make
about
someone
it.
Talk about it.
And they get very interested in it.
They do. It's actually Jim Carrey. Like the eye color is crazy.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
The slap?
Dude, it's crazy.
I think enough time has passed. We can start talking about it again.
Resurrect.
That was fucking crazy.
I agree with that a lot.
I love it.
Dude, they sat back down and then won Best Actor.
Best Actor.
He won the Best Award.
Awesome.
Keep my wife
for what?
Out of your mouth.
Could you imagine blowing your nose in Roger Goodell's tie and then winning the Super Bowl?
For what? Serena Williams thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was good, though.
Pitch. It was good. Pitch. Best Actor. Fuck it.
He's back though,
it
right?
Was like King Richard.
No,
King
he tried Richard. Rapping yeah. And it got weird.
Oh, yeah.
No, that one.
I like I girls.
Yeah. Girls like, all right,
dude. And he threw himself to the concert like, in London.
What are you saying
nuts.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm not gay, and I'm not wearing a wire either.
Billy has like a really extended theory, probably not for here, but about that. That's
yeah.
Great.
Just like once you get into like a rap shoot where you're like, I need 15 girls naked dancing around me. I'm not gay. I'm straight and I'm a fucking murderer.
And we're going to cut it at that and that's that.
Yeah, the O-Block was like, you got a phone? Follow me.
Follows were about it.
Yeah. Through this crazy
about videos. No bitches.
Yeah. None.
50 shirtless black teenagers in a apartment jumping up and down, pointing guns at the camera.
Being a neighbor.
Literally the scariest videos I've ever seen in my life. I haven't been that scared since Rough Riders and BMX.
With the 4x4s?
BMX was putting out scary videos.
Well, ATVs?
O-Block.
The only other guys that hold it down like that are ISIS. There's never chicks in their videos. That's killing people. So they might have the crown.
ISIS has done. Yeah. All right. Fair.
They don't rap, though.
They could.
I'll say this about U.S. propaganda. They're making it too gay.
Oh, yeah.
Let other people make
the up with the White House the pump me up intro?
A 23-year-old is running
the
Twitter.
Core, the White House core, whatever that is.
Yeah, that needs to stop.
That's fucking nuts.
That
dude.
Sucks ass.
They did like a bowling one.
Yes.
You see that?
I think there might be a 23-year-old at the helm.
That's absolutely what they did.
It's like, I got to be honest. It reads.
Who do you
30.
Think you are? Yeah. I am. True.
Yeah, but they were just probably like, "Hey, Rubio, does your nephew want to run White House Twitter?" And he was like, "Oh, that'd be hilarious. It'd be hilarious to own."
He's so funny. We're owning the libs. It doesn't matter, dude. I'm gonna open the straight.
You're by yourself.
Yeah,
you should start another.
Hey, you still at a theme park? I'm opening the Strait of Hormuz.
Off the shores of Iran, comedian Shane Gillis.
We have to know someone on the Nimitz.
Open up or you're gay.
You guys ever jack off?
Look at this. The ships. This is you standing on
I couldn't speak to ISIS. They would be like,
should have went to that Saudi thing.
Oh, yeah.
True. Fuck.
That was where your connects would have
been. I could have opened the Strait.
Lost your pull.
Do it now.
Yeah.
You think I should go to Riyadh now?
Yeah.
Go. No. Just to open
the Strait. You went over now?
Showing the round. On like a floating needle. Stage.
On a Chinese barge.
On a billy.
Dude, we'll get the Chinese involved.
Oh, yeah. Smiley, the pirates are going to show up and go, actually, this guy's pretty funny.
I saw him. I saw him in the Strait. I saw him
in Yemen.
He's one of the greatest.
The cliff story? Unbelievable. Cliff live in the Strait of Hormuz.
He's going cliff. Asahala.
Cliff story live in the Strait of Hormuz.
It opened up. Oil went down to $50 a barrel. Half the price.
Now I'm going to open the Strait of Hormuz.
Dude, do you know about Diego Garcia? There's this fucking island that's like,
Diego
Garcia. If you like, go down into like the Indian Ocean, the British found this fucking island, dude. And they can hit Asia. They can hit everywhere if they just take this over. So they took it over. It's like 50 fucking years ago or whatever. And they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Who, the British?
The British.
They'll do nothing.
And Trump got busted. He was like, dude.
England's a state.
I'll show it to you. It's fucking nuts.
England is nothing. At the. They sent one boat.
We're there.
It bums the fools here.
Donald, we helped you.
England are bums these days.
Yeah, but you don't want to get warmed up. They're like, they could be like Jankos. They could come back.
True. For sure. I mean, they're capable of pure evil.
And they remember back going,
is that, are we back to colonizing?
They're the only one who had the real white slaves.
Yeah.
They had us hog down, bro. Yeah.
Dude, you really think about that? They come back like John Wick. They're like,
oh, we're going to make them slaves. The white ones.
And like Trump said some shit. I don't know. It's some shit.
Yeah, Trump will let classified. He'll let classified shit slip in every meeting.
I swear we're lucky God, he's dude. Married because if he was out. Trying to get pussy still,
oh, pull God. Him out, dude.
It takes one spot.
The thing snapped on his finger, and he's like, "I would have hid the pain."
He's definitely still trying to get pussy.
Oh no, I know, but I'm saying if it was out,
I don't think marriage has ever held that boy back.
I don't think Melania was. He's like, I can't. Yeah. I love Melania.
Did you watch the movie?
Well, I started it. It's
the Melania movie. I cannot wait to see it.
You got to make LaMare and Nate watch it with you.
Oh yeah,
it's really well shot.
I kind of just want to watch. I just want to watch.
It's gonna be hilarious,
dude. You know what's nuts? It's like the soundtrack must have cost a fortune. It's like
well, they got sued.
Songs.
No, they got sued by all.
No.
All the bands that are in it, they just took all the music they wanted and put it in.
Dude, it's like a pump me up vid with drone footage and shit.
With hot Melania walking around.
Yeah.
All right. I will have to sit them.
But it gets beat. She goes into like fashion shit, and there's a bunch of dudes like measuring her for dresses. I was like, I'm shutting this off. Yeah,
not for you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind watching the measurements. What's going on there?
Nah, it's poor shots me. When you get to the part, you'll shut it off too.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ever watch it.
Yeah.
I will never watch that.
There might have been a secret message in or something.
I just wanted to see what it was.
Yeah, they turned them all into Manchurian candidate. Yeah, do you know if you watched Melania, that was what MK Ultra led to.
I mean, I think
was Melania.
So wait, does your boy, your guy's boy, Trump, that what? You guys voted for? Does he?
This right now we're on Rocky.
That you guys voted for?
You actually got saying on how awesome he was literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. When
you're like, dude, he's the man. You got to admit it.
When?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was, you said he didn't have the juice. I said he still definitely has the juice.
He doesn't need juice.
The juice is
No. When he comes to shit-talking, the boy still got it. You were trying to say he lost a step.
He's losing a little bit.
Oh, yeah, his fastball is not.
No, no.
That's hittable now.
As soon as he said it, I watched him.
His hair looks great.
I watched him throw about 106.
Right now, his hair looks amazing.
Threw 106.
It's like Nolan Ryan at the end. Remember, Nolan Ryan was like, that was a great documentary.
I just listened to Bill say he lost his fastball. Then I watched a clip of him going, I just passed a fucking test. That would be impossible for you. You too. And I said, this guy still got it. What are we talking about? Now the juice is different than
when he got
decision making.
When he got hit with Epstein and he literally pretty much hit, like, why are we fighting? He's like,
why are we fighting?
Talking about
that was a low point.
That was bad.
That was a low point. He's losing as far as juice goes, low point. The juice.
Oh, what about Tyrese?
What are you guys talking about?
I have a retarded
about?
Theory that Obama and Trump are actually friends, and this has all been a psyop to wrap up the Middle East. We're just going to wrap it up. We're going to put in a little bow. It's going to be ours. And they pretended that they were
close.
They were enemies.
Now this could be the end
and
of
Obama
us.
Obama was actually like, you know what, you'll never be as president of the United States. And that was actually like a little like dubbing, like, dude, you will be the president of the United States.
This is what you don't understand though, Shane. You play this, right?
5-inch chess.
You play this. It looks Trump like plays it with five at a time.
It's Obama.
It's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes on the internet right now, like going with some crazy theories, and they're like, it's chess and it's 5D. Trump's in control.
I did see that.
Guys.
It was the dumbest fucking tweet I saw.
Guys.
It was 5D. He was like, it's chess. It's 5D. And he goes, the reason we took Venezuela, so we could take Iran. And it's like, I could have come up with that
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Do it.
It's your friend who dates a stripper who swears she's not a slut. She's not a slut.
That's what I was talking to.
She likes to dance.
Last week of the dudes posting videos of the war.
Artistic expression.
She's dancing.
She's dancing. How much money do you make?
You're a hooker.
How much money are you making tonight?
You're a hooker. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the greatest. No, hooker. The dudes who post videos on fucking Twitter. It's like
Evan Nash.
Tel Aviv's getting bombed to hell. And someone's like, that's not Tel Aviv. That's actually from 2016.